The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Sometimes it's good to close your eyes and imagine being in the scene of this gospel in all of its action. So you feel comfortable, please do that. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written to the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage.' At the audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had been that seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way." The Gospel of the Lord. Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage. These words tell us why the Magi, the wise men, undertook their long journey and offer precious gifts. They seek to worship the newborn king. So the Magi are probably astronomers of the time, people who would have worked at JPL. And they came from a very long, far away place, and they saw a star that made them set out. So something happened in their celestial life, something unusual in the heavens, and it began their quest. And in fact, they represent any of us who are seeking to be enlightened, who are seeking to have our path illumined. They saw and chose to be guided by Jesus' star, represented here. Pope Francis pointed out that in our life too, there are different stars, light that shine and show the way. It is for us to choose which one we are to follow. For instance, there are those flashing lights which come and go, like on neon boards, like the little satisfactions of life. And even though good, they're not enough because they last too little and they do not leave us with a lasting peace. Then there are the bright lights of the limelight, you know, the one that Hollywood has, of money and of success, which promise everything immediately. They are seductive, but they blind us with their force, and they make us pass the deeper dreams for the ones which actually will get us into darkness. Instead, the Magi invite us to follow a stable light, a gentle light which does not set, because It is beyond human doing. It comes from heaven, and it shines where? Pope Francis says, in the heart. This is true of the Lord's light, or even better, the Lord himself. Christ is our light, the light that does not blind, but accompanies in simple ways like a child and gives unique joy. And this light causes, as in the first reading, rise, get up, shine. And every day we get to accept this invitation. Sometimes we reach for our cell phones for the earliest message rather than arise. Today we get to learn to follow Christ's light. Among the many falling stars that draws our attention, today we get to learn the luminous star of Jesus. By following it, we will have joy, as happened to the Magi, who when they saw the star, they rejoice exceedingly. Because where God is, there's joy. In fact, Théodore de Chardin, a Jesuit scientist, have said, joy is the unmistakable sign of God's presence. The one who has encountered Jesus experienced the miracle of light that does not always take away darkness, but gives meaning, illumines and enlightens. At every Mass, we are reminded of the meaning of Christmas. So how many times do I say, the Lord be with you, and you respond, and with your spirit? How many times? It happens twice already. In the very beginning, and just before the gospel. It's going to happen before the Eucharistic prayer. It's going to happen before I dismiss us. Four times. To remind us, Christ is with us. Christ, our light, shining, wishing to shine in each of our hearts, always. Emmanuel, God is with us, regardless. Let us not fear this light and open ourselves to the Lord. And even if you and I have lost the strength to seek because we are tired and overwhelmed by the difficulties of life, even though it could be January 8th, maybe because our desire is spent, arise, have courage. The light of Jesus within each of us can overcome the greatest darkness. And how can this divine light be found? The Magi gives us clues. They were open to something new. They followed their inner restlessness, their longing for greater meaning and purpose, for life, for peace, for God. They followed their longing for God and were willing to move from their comfortable places and to journey beyond. Likewise, our longing for God draws us out of our ironclad isolation, which makes us think that nothing can change. Our longing for God shadows our dreary routines and impels us to make the change we want, indeed the change we need. Longing for God leads us to the periphery, to the frontiers, to people in need who does not know love. Not because we're better, but because we are pilgrims who cannot ignore in the eyes of those for whom the good news, for whom God's mercy is still uncharted territory. The Magi also show us another way to encounter divine light, through humble offering of gifts. The gospel tells us they prostrated themselves, they got on their knees to do him homage. And they open up their treasures of gold, incense, and myrrh, and offer their most precious gifts. We each have the gift of time, talents, and treasures. How much Christmas gifts did each of us receive? Are we willing to share those with others, even the gifts we really like? And if we only give Jesus our spare time, Can his light within us shine forth? And if we hide our true selves, can we radiate God's light? Thus, in humbly giving away what we are given, ourselves, our times, our prized possessions, we encounter Christ the light. So part of the offertory, these young 40 teenagers, candidates for confirmation, will offer, they spend an afternoon of looking at how they can offer their gifts to God to better the church and the humanity. That is wonderful. And the gospel tells us that Herod, the chief priests, and the scribes did not move towards the light. They knew that the Messiah could be found in lowly Bethlehem, but they didn't move. They knew many things, we know many things, but if we don't move, they're in vain. Pope Francis says this again, it is not enough to know that God is born if one does not birth him in our heart. God is born, yes, but is he born in your heart? Is he born in my heart? Is he born in our hearts? Herod wanted to find Jesus. He says he wants to do homage, but really he wants to destroy. Herod represents people or tendencies among us who wants to control everything and everyone around them, who want to win at any cost, who sits atop their wealth but cannot see beyond the heap, who squashes everyone who questions their certainties and their truth. Herod depicts a heart unwilling to move, unlike the Magi, who's willing to journey beyond their comfortable place. Yet, the unbelievable good news of our faith is that God wants to be born in our own hearts, even when you and I don't want to move. God wants to be born where we least expect it, where even we don't even desire. A place where we often refuse God, where we cannot imagine, where we struggle to believe, to let go, to forgive. This is so incredible. Where there's absolutely no room for him, Christ comes uninvited, but never forcing. Later, during Mass, just before receiving communion, we all say, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Not just my soul, all of me shall be healed. Take the time to let those words sink in. Just as the Magi who got on their knees to adore the child Jesus, we can enter today in a personal communion of love with Jesus. After receiving communion or a blessing, we can open our wide, our hearts to be illumined within by him. Let us receive Christ's light, his healing, his peace. Let us allow God's glory to shine upon us. In summary, I leave each of us three questions to reflect this week. What stars or signs am I following in this new year? What stars or signs am I following in this new year? What gifts am I offering, hoarding, squandering? What gifts am I hoarding, offering, squandering? Am I seeking to give of myself, or am I seeking to take, to possess, to tear down? Am I seeking to adore, or am I seeking to put me first? Let us become who we already are, people of light, the light of Jesus.